Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. And today, I have my co-host Barbara here with me, and I want to say, Barbara is one of my. She's dropped. She dropped her call. Okay, she's back. Barbara is somebody who has really taught me a lot, and when it came time to learn, she's always been there to teach me. And that goes through also for you, Dale. I say things to people and then I hurt their feelings and it's never on purpose. And if I'm ever rude to somebody, it's never on purpose, So,
Johnny, I didn't take it that way, and that's not why I didn't call in. I just got double connected. My other call came in.
No.
This wasn't weird.
Really so much you as it was somebody else. There was a conversation that took place with somebody else that I think I might have slighted them, and it was not on purpose, and I feel kind of, I'm not going to go into the
what
details
happened?
On the air because that's not appropriate. Well, it's not going, I'm not going to the details on the air because it's not appropriate, but let's just say that I wound up acting rude to this person without meaning to, and I feel like I need to take care of that and learn from the experience. And that's something that I never do on purpose. I'm very obsessive and compulsive about
Johnny,
that.
Johnny, you're repeating yourself. I got it.
We got it.
We love
got
you.
It. All
we
right.
understand. We're just, you need to give out our phone number two or three times, please.
That's correct. Because right now we have two, all right. The number is 516-531-9874 is the number. And I'm going to go ahead and put the first caller on the line. Okay, you ready?
Sure.
Okay.
I am.
Okay. Hi, Barb.
Okay.
Yeah, give me up. Let's go. Go.
Hello.
Okay, come on. Who is it?
Hi there.
Who's the lucky caller?
Hi. My name is Tracy.
Hello.
Take it away, Tracy.
Okay, I don't understand who this is.
My name is area code 70.
Wait. You're talking over the person, Johnny. Let him talk.
My name is Tracy.
Tracy.
Yeah.
And where are you calling from?
Alberta, Canada.
Oh, my goodness. How's the weather up there, dear?
Beautiful day today.
Oh, I love Canada. Yeah, all right. Alberta. We never had a caller from Alberta, Canada before, have we, Dale?
No, I've never been there yet. I would love to go.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your question?
We love Canada.
Am I going to be okay financially?
Okay. I know it's an ambiguous question. I wanted it more specific, but that's okay.
My mortgage is coming due in July, and I'm really worried about what's going to happen.
Wait, say it again. Your mortgage?
My mortgage is coming due in July, and my husband passed away in November, and the term of the mortgage is coming due, right?
Okay.
So, therefore, I'm going to have to apply for a mortgage in my name.
I have several ways to help you, okay? First of all, because I've been through this, I've been through all of this. I don't know how it is in Canada, but I do know in the U.S. it's weird, too. Okay. What I want to know is this. What are the terms? Is it a balloon payment? Do you have to pay so much right away?
The term of the mortgage is coming up, so $115,000 or whatever is coming due, right?
Oh, yes.
So,
okay.
I'm disabled and I don't have a job. I'm a healer, right? I'm trying to start a healing. I'm trying to start a healing business.
Okay, don't go there yet. Don't go there. I need to concentrate.
Okay.
We have to fix the house.
Okay.
Was it a reverse mortgage, or why is it coming due? Well, how come it's coming due? Is it a
because the term of the mortgage is coming due.
I'm sorry?
The term of the mortgage is coming due. Right.
Okay, that's odd to me. Usually it's a 30-year mortgage.
Well, no, it's a 5-year term, though.
Oh, I got you. I got you. All right, I got it.
Right.
Will the bank work?
But it's a 5-year term.
Okay. Will the bank work with you to extend that?
I don't know.
Okay. These are. I'd like you to get a pencil and paper because I've been through this. Okay.
Okay.
Do you? So you, I need you to mark this down.
Yeah.
I wouldn't tell them you're disabled, okay? But first I would call the bank. And when is it due? When is the mortgage due?
July.
July. I would call Monday and speak to a supervisor. Don't deal with any of the little ones. Speak to the supervisor and ask, is there a way you can extend this mortgage for 1 to 5 years or whatever, or however long you can. And is there a way to do that? Now, they might ask for credit. How is your credit?
Yeah, my credit's good.
Good. Okay, so well, you need to tell them, I have really good credit, okay, and I don't want to lose my house. And see what they can do. Now, if they say no, all right, then you need to find a friend or someone close to you that has a high credit score that can help you in the sense of, you know, refinancing that $150,000. If you can find somebody, anybody that has a good credit rating and would go on title with you, which is fine because you can always get them off title. We'll go on title with you and, you know, tell them you'll make the payments, but you need them to help you through this, then you could keep the house.
Yeah.
So that's another way to do it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a third way. There's private mortgage companies that can lend you the money. You'd have to pay triple the interest, but it's worth it.
Yeah.
So you have three ways that you can save that house.
Yeah.
Will it be saved? If you follow what I'm telling you, yes, it will.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you understanding me?
Yes, I understand you.
Okay. Have you tried any of these ways?
No, not yet. I've done nothing.
Okay.
All
right.
I've done is made the mortgage payment.
All right. Do not sit around and do nothing. That's the worst thing you can do because it takes these banks sometimes 30 to 45 days to even approve something. So that's the worst thing you can do. So you need to... You need to do one of the three things or all of the three things I told you, and you'll be able to keep your house.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is your house worth?
Not much more than what the mortgage is on it.
How can that be? They're going
That's
crazy
why it's
here.
That's why it is for me to stay here right now. Right? Because
okay,
the
price how do you know? Did you?
Down. I had an appraisal done.
How long ago?
6 months ago.
Okay. Boy, we should all move to Canada because here you can't find nothing.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Do you have any cash that you can put down?
No. No.
Okay. Well, you have to start with the death of your husband. Do you have any relatives that can help you out?
No.
Any friends?
No. No, I'm isolated. I have nobody,
well, again,
I have nobody around me.
There is companies. You'll have to look them up. I don't know who they are, but that will help you. And you'll have to pay a higher interest rate. But if that be the case, you can always get a roommate or do whatever you need to do.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the best I can tell you, and you'll have to call us back and let me know how it turns out.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay?
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Best of luck to you.
Yeah. Okay. Now,
Johnny.
What?
Unless you want to talk about that for a second, that caller, I don't want to jump right into the next caller because
okay.
Is that what we're
going
to do? Okay. Thank you. Wow, Dell. You know what I like about this reading?
Mm-hmm.
I love how it's not just about being a psychic. You have behind you such this education, so you know about everything. You do, and
no,
I think that
I
all the time. I don't always mention it, but I think
I
it
know
all the
you
time.
Do.
Like, wow.
But you know what?
You do know.
Okay.
I love that.
You have to understand something. I've been through a lot, okay? Major a lot. And that's one of the things I've been through. Refinancing a house, trying to keep a house, spending 5 years trying to keep a house. I've been through
There.
I know every little loophole that you can. And there are companies out there that will take her notes and charge her more. Interest and, pay off the loan to the bank. There are companies that will do that. Now, I don't know how it works in Canada, but, I mean, there are companies that will do that. I don't understand why the market's so bad there and here it's so crazy. And then also it's there's lots going on. So, I mean, I feel bad for her, but I know she can stay, but the worst thing you can do, unfortunately, is do nothing. That's the worst.
Right.
Then they just come
that's
in foreclosed, you know?
But you are just born that way. I noticed that about you. You don't wait.
Right.
You get on things right away. No. So you've got the psychic in the reading. You've got your know-how, been there, done that. Hello, experience in the reading. And you have your own gumption in the reading, which is, you know what? Do, act, now, okay? And, wow.
Yeah.
That is
a lot
a
of people don't like
that,
though.
That is a treasure.
Well,
I mean,
a lot of people don't like
the
fact.
Yeah, but if they didn't want to get help, they wouldn't call. So the mere fact that they're even calling to speak to you, then that shows that that's half the battle is, picking up the phone.
Right. This woman should be able to keep her house. There's no doubt about it. I mean, but it's a matter going on the web or talking to people or doing something. But if you do nothing, no, you won't keep it, you know? You have
she
to.
She will
I have a gift, yes. But I also channel information. It's called, can I explain this to you? And I'm sure you're aware of it. You know what the Archaic records are?
You've mentioned that, but I don't know much about that. No.
Okay.
Go ahead.
The Archaic records are records on everything that is written in the world, has been, will be, past, present, future. It's called a library, and it's up there in the sky somewhere. And a lot of psychics, we go for information. Like, I can't do anything for myself. I mean, I can't even find my shoes. But, Archaic records, we would go to that mentally and ask for information or look up stuff, and the records would already be written. We could pass this information on. Now, if you look up Archaic, ASHAKIC, Ashkaic Records. That's where I believe I get a lot of my information from. Stuff I know, stuff I don't know. But it doesn't hurt to have the school of knowledge that I have had, which is a graduate summa cum laude in sadist masochist degree, so that I can help people.
That is not easy, everybody. No, it is not. I know what that is very well. My aunt achieved that as well, and that was a very, very big deal.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, you know, the whole point is to try to help somebody, but it's hard for her because I don't know if she's computer savvy or can look up. She needs someone. She has no one to help her, and she needs someone to help her to look up things.
Yes, but she can also get a reading from you, a longer reading, and then you can find out more and help her maybe even more.
No, it wouldn't do any good.
Do you
want to
give out?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
No.
Okay,
she,
at the end.
Not yet. She doesn't have the money, and she doesn't know. So, no, I don't want to go there. Anyway, I did the best I could, and I can't do any more on that.
Yes,
I mean,
you did.
I can't walk through
you
people's
did a lot.
Body and make them, you know,
yeah,
and make them
Dale,
do things.
Yeah. Look at when you just describe what she is supposed to do to her. Look how many people you're helping here on the radio, because there's probably hundreds of people listening to that. So
probably
don't feel bad about that one person that you can't help her as much as you'd like to. You're probably helping a lot of people right now.
I hope so. But, you know, doing hundreds, thousands of readings over years, you know, 20, 30 years, you get a feel for things. So it helped.
Yeah. I see that. I love watching it. It's great. And I also was thumbing through one of your books today, The Psychic Within. And it's so endearing to open up first page and see your signature on my book, Personalized to Me. For Barbara, you truly are the best. Love, Dale. Thank you. And I love this book. It's something that
it's
you can actually just open up anywhere and learn something, just like reading just anything. I love it. Everybody should go get it. They need to contact you on your website to get their copy.
No, they need to contact me to call and get it. I don't check my website. They need to call, you know.
And I just
I'm just
love
like
it. Hawaii. The cover is beautiful. Like, it just makes you think of Hawaii because it has the lei and the beautiful lagoon with the sailboat and the palm trees and those beautiful.
That was my design.
Seaplane. And you have a seaplane up there. My dad was a seaplane pilot. We talked about that today. Gorgeous.
A what?
Or no, you? That's a jet. I put my glasses on. I thought it was a seaplane, but it's a jet on the cover as well.
Mm.
I was saying that my dad was a seaplane. Plane pilot for 45 years.
Well, that's
fun. Was also, you know, American Airlines too, but in Alaska, the Grumman Goose and the seaplane, and I was up there. I worked in the salmon cannery young, and I.
Oh wow! I didn't know Alaska. I love it.
Oh yeah, I've been.
I love
so many places in Alaska. It's amazing, and fishing. I've fished for the big, huge salmon in rough water. Rough water.
Anyway, what I was going to change the subject momentarily for was that it seems to be opening up a little bit about houses, but what they're asking for, I mean, there was one I could get now if I wanted, but it's in Reno and it's right outside. It's no biggie, but my husband doesn't like house on top of house. We need a little bit room for the dog, you know, to roam. And it's rough. And but they want like first month's rent, last month's rent, security deposits. I mean, we're talking $10,000, and then we're talking moving fees. And
That's like $20,000 right there.
No, it's 10, but I just can't do all that. It's ridiculous.
No, that's a lot. You won't have to.
But it's
okay. My reading, muscle testing,
you said I'll get something.
My muscle testing, you're going to find
something, and it's going to be great. I think Johnny's trying to get a hold of us. Yes, Johnny?
Well, I think he is.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think we have a caller. Let me see here.
Oh, I think hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, what's your name?
Christy.
Hi,
it's
Christy.
Me again.
What? Oh,
hi.
Christy. Where you awesome.
I just have a quick question. I know you too.
No, wait, Christy, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Los Angeles. Well, more like outskirts of Los Angeles. Suburbs.
Whereabouts exactly?
La Crescenta.
I don't know where that is, and I grew up in L.A. for about 10 years.
Not many people do. It's up by the foothills. It's north, like up against the foothills by La Cañada,
okay.
Pasadena, past Glendale.
Yeah.
Oh, Pasadena.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just a minute.
Yeah.
We got to
Route 56.
Richard, be quiet. Or put him on.
Oh, my goodness.
He's annoying me.
He's 92.
He's annoying. Put him on. I don't know. Put him on, Johnny.
Oh, Johnny. She wants Richard on the call, please. Okay, Christy's my really good friend for 30 years. Well, 29 years.
I know. Is Johnny there? Is he there?
I'm here. I was doing the screening.
All right, but before that, would you put Richard on, please?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right.
Okay. Aloha. Pasadena.
Okay.
North
Richard.
Of Pasadena, La Crescenta, close to the Rose Bowl. Oh, wow.
Okay. I got
every
it.
House is
okay,
on
then,
a slope. There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. I need you to be quiet. I can't concentrate. Okay. Okay, Christina, how can I help you?
Okay. I just have a quick question. I need to know when I will be moving and when this money that I'm expecting is supposed to be here or is going to be here.
When is what going to be there?
I'm expecting some money, supposedly. So I'm wondering when it will come.
All right. I need to know more about that. What type of money? What is it for? And who's giving you the money?
Well, it's a long story, but it's an ex-boyfriend who is
mm-hmm.
has been with me for years and years, and I take care of him. But
mm-hmm.
He's been saying this money's going to come for a long time now.
Long
so,
time now.
So I'm just wondering when it'll come.
When
it'll come. And when we'll be moving.
Number one, he doesn't have it. So I'm going to be honest with you. You're being bullied all the way by him.
Really? Okay.
Yes. He does not have that money. Will he ever have it? I don't know, and I don't think so. So I'm going to be very honest with you. Don't expect that money. Now, if you want to do it from your heart and you want to take care of him, that's fine. Okay?
Well, yeah,
but
for sure I will do that. I'm not taking care of him for money, and we've been in a 30-year relationship, so we're family at this point.
He doesn't have the money. Now, moving, where do you want to go to?
Anywhere. I'm staying with my mom right now, so I'm going to be – I don't know where exactly I'm going, but I just want to know when I will be going.
Okay, this is the question of the year. Barbie, and I know this.
That's right.
I'm looking myself. I wish some psychic could tell me when I'm going to find my house.
Yeah.
I don't know how bad it is in L.A., but how bad is it in L.A. as far as rentals and finding places?
Well, I'm just wondering if you see it somewhere like in my future or immediate or further along.
It's further along. You will be moving. But I also see you moving in with somebody. I see you moving with somebody.
Yeah. Maybe this guy.
I mean,
what do you think,
I don't
now?
See you alone. I see you with somebody.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I would always be with him because I literally take care of him. So I would be moving with him.
Okay. I could see that in a few months, but, you know, you have to really put your head together on where you want to move when. I mean,
yeah.
Where do you want to move? What city? I mean, you know, where?
Well, I'm in, I'm going to school in Pasadena right now, so probably somewhere in the San Gabriel Valley or maybe even up here in the foothills.
It's quite expensive up there. You don't like where you're living right now?
Well, I'm at my mom's, so it's just a temporary stay.
Mm. Like through COVID?
Pardon me?
Sorry? Is it because of COVID, the temporary?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
I don't understand, Barb. What did I miss?
Well, she wants to know when she's going to move, and I have a feeling it's because this is not her place that she's going to be forever. She's living with her mom due to the COVID epidemic.
Yeah.
She had a size down. She moved in with her mom. She is my friend who makes the breeding cards, 17 chickens on Etsy. Okay, so she did that temporarily. I'm thinking that, wow, there's a revelation here. She's thinking she might be moving soon. Well, she's wondering. She's just wondering. Is she going to have a new leash on life and get her own place again?
Okay, let me get
That's
back to
I
the
guess.
COVID. Who has the COVID? Who had the COVID?
No. Nobody had the COVID, but because of lockdown and stuff, my mom is... I'm her only daughter, so she decided it would be better for me if I came to where she could lock me down and stay put. So
yeah.
I came.
Oh, but it's to the point in LA and Nevada, they're saying no masks. So, I mean, you know, we're okay now, pretty much.
That's why I want to know when I'm moving.
Okay, but it's not that simple. The move is, I know down here, every house is 2,500 to 3,000 on up. So if you want an apartment, you're looking at $2,000, $3,000, or $4,000. Can you afford that?
Well, say I have the money. Say that's not a problem.
Okay.
So if it's not a
problem and your credit scores are high, you can move within 60 to 90 days.
And do you see that happening?
I do see you moving.
Okay.
And it is, I can label this, that at this point for you, it's safe to move. It's okay. It's all right to leave mom and be all right. It's fine. Did she get both her shots?
Oh, yeah, we both did.
Then there's nothing to worry about.
Yeah. No, I think we're not worried about the COVID anymore. I'm going back to school in person in the fall. So I think we're all good there.
Great.
But
Don't have to worry
about
money. You'll be
good news.
There's no problem.
Yeah, good news. Good news. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
now that I know that you have it, because the rents are out of control. They're not coming down anytime soon. If you want to buy a place, to give you an idea, even a small little house, there's like 20, 30, 40 people in back of you. You got to fill out all these applications. And then you got to wait and hope that they pick you so that you can take the place.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, no, I totally understand. Yeah. No, I know. It's crazy. My mom's little house is, I mean, literally, she paid like $100,000 for it, like maybe 20 years ago. And it's worth like almost $1 million. Crazy.
That's
wow.
Right.
And it's a little tiny house. So, yeah, it's crazy. I know. Prices are just nuts out there. And I know rents are really high. And we even might move into a hotel for a bit. I'm not exactly sure.
That's fun.
Well, not really. There's another way you can go. You can do Airbnb for 30 or 60 days and then move again 30, 60 days. That's better than a hotel.
That's true. I've never Airbnb'd anywhere.
I used to do that for a living. I did that for a living. You just call Airbnb, you pick the place you want, and you pick the house you want, and you tell them how many days, say 60 days, and then you try to extend it if you can, and if you can't, then you move on to the next Airbnb. It's kind of fun.
Mm-hmm. It's great. Hmm. You can put your stuff in a pod. Like the pods.
Yeah.
You put all your stuff in a pod. I would get a Winnebago or a RV, something like that, and have fun with it, like in a new adventure.
Seriously, I would honestly, like, I'm so used to living in a really small space. Before we came to my mom's, we lived in a hotel for years, so I'm really used to being, you know, like a teeny tiny. It's not out
there. Yeah, but the RV, for the gentleman she's taking care of is not good. So,
fine, because I mean, literally, we both came from a hotel
Airbnb would be a better option.
Okay, I'll check that out
until
for
she
sure.
finds what she wants.
First,
she has to know what area. What?
Did she answer your question, ma'am?
Poor
Johnny wants to know if your question has been answered, ma'am. I just read the text. I'm so sorry that I let the cat out of the bag.
I think so.
Perfect. Okay. Johnny, she said yes.
Okay.
Well, thank you for calling.
Johnny, can you give out the phone number again?
Sure. The number is 516-531-9874. Okay?
Take
a Are you ready for the next caller?
Sure. Unless Barbara wants to talk, I'm fine.
No, I just find that was a really great reading, and we can go on to the next caller because I feel like this caller's been waiting anxiously. Who is it, Johnny?
Okay.
860 is the area code.
Hello, caller. You're on live with Psychic Del Shear.
Hello?
Hello. And who is this?
My name's Amla.
Emma.
It's what?
Amla. Yes. How are you?
Spell it, please.
It's A-M-L-A.
Amla. Okay. We've spoken to you before, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. Yeah.
Because I remember the name because it's so odd.
Yeah, it's very unique.
Yeah.
Yes.
And where are you
awesome.
Calling from?
How are you?
Connecticut. I'm doing well.
Awesome, Amla. Wow, I'm so glad you got through to Dale.
Thank you.
And Dale, she is a good life, laughter, happiness friend of ours, so I hope that she has some good news coming to her.
Yeah, well, it's actually a very acute question, meaning like next week, so to speak. I've talked to you about that this has been seriously 5 months of this, but it's coming to a close, thank God. But this is with my this person that I'm working with, my book proof. It's a long story, but I'm getting to the point. So it's starting, and my book proof is coming this Monday. And I'm just wondering, with this lady I am working with, do you think things are going to go smoothly and the book is going to be out within a couple of weeks smoothly?
Okay, I remember this conversation very well for some reason. Usually I don't remember anything, but I remember this. Your book will be out. I don't know the day it will be out, but your book is out, and it will be out before Christmas. And will things go smoothly with this lady? If you give her a break, yes, it will.
Wait, what did you say?
If you give her a break, yes, it will.
Okay.
In other words, just let it flow. Let it flow.
Let it flow. Okay. Okay. She's just very, it's like I'm her customer, and she treats me like.
I know.
I don't even know.
I'm not a shrink. I'm a psychic.
I'm just expressing one line. That's all I'm saying. Trust me, I already am taking care of myself. I know how to take care of myself emotionally. I was just saying that she doesn't treat me well. End of story. That's all I'm saying.
I know, but what I'm trying to say is you told me this last time, and I remember it very well. So is
well, this
it going
has been carrying on, like I said, for 5 months. So that's why it's coming to a close. I was just asking the question. Yeah.
Yeah, everything will work. As it's coming to a close, it's going to do very well.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for that.
Thank you. You need it. You do need it to come to a close.
Yeah.
Okay. What a relief. You do need to have it come to a close, Dale said. And that's a relief.
Wow. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It is a
relief. Yay, we're going to be able to, Almela, then we can read your book finally. Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
It's been a long, I mean, I put in a lot of, like, this is just not a book. This is me healing. Every time I write a book, it's about spirit telling me the world needs to hear you. It's about I'm authentic.
Ooh, yeah.
And it's a lot. It, in the sense, it's a gift to myself and it's a gift to the world. It's more than just here's a book. It really is.
I love it.
And I put a mm-hmm. lot of, I put a lot of heart into it. So thank you. It's almost
it's like a journal. You could write.
Well,
that,
I'll tell you, it
right?
sounds wonderful, I myself would like to read it as well.
Thank you. Well, it will be on Amazon, so it's Amla, AMLA Speaks 365. And it should be out in
that's
a couple
cool.
weeks, probably by June 1st.
And actually, I want to tell them about the video they made for Ellen. You remember that?
What was that?
We made a video for Ellen.
Yes, absolutely. We did, and then now she's off the air. So it's all good.
Johnny's
life goes
been
on.
Helping.
Life goes on.
Yes. It's a long
Johnny's
time
awesome.
Ago, Amela. Amela.
Yeah, it was
a long time ago. And she mentioned
yeah.
Ellen DeGeneres. And Johnny goes, oh, I know how to get a hold of her. He helped connect them. And Rosa helped write the letter and connect them. And Amela has been calling back a lot, getting advice. So, and Dale, I know you don't remember, but you've spoken to her many times, right, Amela?
Yeah.
Because you're
I
so.
Have.
Yeah,
he's,
I totally
right?
remember that.
Johnny's,
yeah.
Johnny's great. He actually asked me to call in, so I just called in because I'm free or whatever, so it was cool. It was cool with that.
But,
yeah.
But Dale here, she's so focused on the reading that she's not always remembering after the person goes, like
right.
the name and the place, all that. So, but
right.
this advice and everything along the way with life, laughter, happiness, how have you felt having us to kind of lean on?
Yes. Yeah, it's great talking
have
to
you
guys. It's just, it's like a little tea party on the phone. So
I love that. Okay, good. Well,
thank
otherwise
you so
we'd be
much.
Calling back all the time. And even if Johnny did ask you, you still did it. So
anyway, take good care, guys. Take good care.
Happy
May to you, and enjoy the sunshine. I don't know where you are, but I'm sure it's sunny everywhere now. So enjoy it.
California,
enjoy the weather.
California, Nevada, and
there you go.
We are.
It's always there. Yeah. Well, I'm in Connecticut,
we are sunny.
So now it's sunny. Yeah. Good.
Oh, awesome.
God bless you.
Okay.
Aloha. Thanks.
Aloha.
Thank you. Aloha. Amela. That sounds pretty. Oh, I love her. And I'm so glad.
Speaking of which,
I'm
still for her. I'm still trying to get to Hawaii. They still have all these rules. It's insane. It's insane.
Actually,
so,
they say that Hawaii is getting near herd immunity.
What?
Hawaii
What's
is
that?
Nearing herd immunity.
What does that mean?
It means when enough people are getting immune to the virus to where it won't grow. It won't. It means that it'll get rid of it for everybody. That's what it means. Herd immunity is when it's enough to slow down the virus. And Hawaii
cool.
is the first state to do that.
Wow.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, because they did a lot of, they shut down everything. And it's been crazy. But what is going on now and the problem in Hawaii is because of the pipeline stoppage and the gas things, they can't get a lot of food over there. They can't get groceries over there. They can't get a lot of things over there. So that'll put them back at least 2 or 3 weeks. The hotels are kind of shut down, most of them. They're not accepting a lot of people. It's only like at 25%. And it's rough, you know, and a lot of places like Richard and I, we would go to Hawaii, and there's just a lot of places that are closed, and it wouldn't be fun unless I just want to sit at the ocean and stare at the waves all day long, which I don't mind. But, I mean, you know, comes a point you've got to eat, you know. So I'm kind of scared of flying over there and then having the work stoppage. You know, now, you know, the work stoppage and not being able to get back. I mean, you know, hey, this Johnny, what did you think? And Barb, what did you think about them holding ransom and paying $5 million for the oil to pump?
Oh. Well, what do you think, Johnny? I mean, this is, like, affecting a lot. What do you think, Johnny? Johnny. You don't know about it. The gas prices have gone skyrocketing. What?
Johnny, do you know they shut down the pipeline?
No, I didn't know that about the pipelines, no.
Oh my God.
Okay, well, somebody's got to educate you. It was internet people that did it and caused North Carolina and all the way up the East Coast to not have any gas, any fuel, anything, trucks couldn't go, there was no food coming in and all that, and this has been going on for about a week, and our government has paid $5 million ransom to open it up, which today I heard on the news that they've shut down that company. In other words, whoever was doing it, they call themselves evil something, I don't know. They shut down the company, but they'll pop up under a different name. So this will happen again. I mean, it's not, you know, it's a long way not from over.
We got over that canal blockage pretty quickly. I was surprised. But is this way worse?
Yes. Well,
oh,
equal. Well, no, because it's equal because it pertains to all of back east and pertains to people not getting food, not getting gas, not getting oil, not getting heat, not getting food, not having truckers being able to drive. And that's been going on for a week.
Mm-hmm. That's very, very serious. Johnny, what do you think now that you know?
It's terrible. Paying $5 million ransom?
Our government paid $5 million ransom.
No.
Just the hackers,
the hackers
would not release. They couldn't get around the hackers, and they wouldn't release, you know, what was going on as far as that was concerned. Finally, they released the oil or whatever they released. But now, apparently, weird stuff is happening because they're shutting down the hackers. It's out of Russia, but it's not in Russia. It's not from Russia. It's someone in Russia, a couple of people or whoever, doing this hacking. And they're going to go down. Yes, they are, but they'll come up under a different name and do it again. That's what I can say. That's my prediction.
Oh, wow. And that is a prediction because you're psychic, which is not so good. And because people are
not only them
coming back, but people are copycatters. There's probably a lot
of people
trying to do the exact same thing right now. But Richard was saying the company. Okay, the company paid or the government paid the ransom?
The government paid.
The government did not pay. The company paid $5 million. And the hackers took the money and ran it, and they're not around anymore. Now, that doesn't mean they won't come back and do it again, but they disappeared. So it's like, okay, I paid the ransom, I got money, I'm gone. So I'm living down in Riviera or something.
Richard, that's not what I saw on the stock market. I saw government, our government paid $5 million to release
whoever.
The funds.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, but you could be right. I'll look. I got to look it up now because do you remember the name of the company that held ransom? The
Dark Side,
you know,
or something like that.
What?
Called themselves Dark Side or something like that. But, you know.
Yeah,
I
that's the name of the company that did it. But who gave them the money? Who is the name of the
company? The company might be one person or two people. You never know.
Right.
But anyway, I think the bottom line is it can happen again.
Of course. That's exactly what I just said. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Well, Richard, if you are 92 right now, you experienced something like this in the news growing up. What year were you born?
What year was I born?
Well, yes.
I was born before Dirt Burp. I mean, that was 1928.
Well, just tell me. 1928, that's a cool year. So,
yeah,
since then, I mean, there must have been, I know, and so you're pretty sharp. So you must have seen a lot of this kind of thing going on, but anything just like it? Or is this the first time?
Well, yeah, I can remember when they all of a sudden didn't have enough gas to go around. What was that, 30 or 40 years ago? And
but was that from something like this?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And I was living on
Woodville. No, it wasn't from
Richard.
It wasn't from hackers.
I know that. Let me finish, please. We had the oil shortage for whatever reason. And I lived up in Whidbey Island and knew the guy that owned the gas station, one of the few at that time on the island where I lived. And he said, well, I'll be open at 5 in the morning to 6 in the morning. If you want gas, get by here. And that's what I did because I had to commute to Seattle for my job. And so I would make a point to be there at 5 in the morning, and he would come in, unlock the pump. I would put gas in my little VW, and away I'd go. And so I've seen it before in that respect. But it does change things. It does change lifestyle. And
it affects so many people. But I don't know, though, has anybody affected the world? The whole world with something like this, so far away, doing something very mean and, you know, bad, trying to just corrupt the world somehow and gotten away with it? Or is this a
all about money,
that?
Barb?
Yeah.
It's all about greed, and it's all about money.
Money.
That's
yes.
what it is.
It must have happened.
I mean,
it's happened so many times in a different way.
Yeah,
but
not like
everybody's
this.
Finding
not
new
like
ways.
This.
Not like this. That's
new
what
way,
I wanted
yeah.
to know. But I don't know.
Never hacking and shutting down our whole oil system. And what I don't understand is one thing. Why do we have to have everything online? Can't we go back to the old way of doing things so that we can pump gas or do what we need to do? Why does it have to be online?
They've been trying. They've been trying to get that, like the gas station attendant, the very nice guy doing it for you. They tried to bring that back about 10 years ago. It just doesn't work. People want it fast. They want to do it themselves, and they are impatient these days.
I know. Yeah. It's all about money. It's all about texting. It's all about being online. It's all about how big is your house
computers.
So you can, you know, it's all about computers. It's all about your house and how big it can be so you can have 10 people living in it and working in it and not going to work. It's all about buying whatever you want to buy and having a lot of money fast. That's what it's all about.
Isn't it also about how many followers you have and not just if you can't have that big house, but making it look like you have that big house? It's all
maybe
scheming. It's scheming. It's, you know, it's lies, really. It is. It's distorting. You never know what's going on.
I know. Well, you know, as I used to say and my mom would say, and I truly believe it, that money is the root of all evil, and I truly believe that. I mean, unless you use it to help a lot of people. But anyway, do we have any more callers, Shawnee?
More callers.
No, we don't. But we only have like 10 minutes left, but that doesn't mean people won't call in. Let me get the number again. Yeah. 516-531-9874.
Yep.
Okay.
That's the magic number.
Okay. That it. Hey, I love that, Richard. Richard.
9874.
Oh, Richard. Don't we flow well together? Okay. Now, Richard just shouted you out. Shouted Dale to the rooftop. Now, everybody, call up now. Did you write that down?
Yeah,
I wanted to say something. I bought my tickets to go out and see Barbara.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you know that?
It's a big step.
I think you told me that last week.
Johnny doesn't travel much, though, so it's a big deal for him. And we have done these shows together for, I think, over 2 years now, and we have never even met. So we're going to have a big party, and Dale and Richard, I hope you're coming.
Well, I was going to say, you know, maybe we'll all show up.
What?
When is it?
Hey, it's just a party. Just, you know, we've got major transportation in this world now. Okay? Take a train over here.
If there's
no, take a train. I just take a train because I love doing the train. It's so fun.
I love
trains. It's safe. Yeah. So we're going to have it's my birthday party.
We have
it's going to be my birthday.
I know, but we could drive 8 hours. But that's Richard's birthday, too, the same as yours, almost.
Yeah.
You're August what?
We're doing it. 21st. What is Richard?
I'm the 13th.
What are you, Richard?
13 August.
Awesome. Okay, and then it's also...
Lucky 13.
13, and then 21 is my birthday, and we're going to mix it all together to have this huge life, laughter, happiness party.
In that time period.
And the anniversary of the show, and Johnny's coming out for this big party, and of course you must come.
Well, that would sound really good, depending on when it is, and if I have a home and gas.
It's August 21st.
Well, if we don't have a home, we'll come and crash.
Okay. Pile them all in.
But, Barbara, you got to realize, if we drive down there, it's 8 hours. But if we take a train, it's like 30 hours. There's a difference.
Oh, gosh. What a route.
Yeah, from Reno to Burbank, you know, it's like 17 hours or something. I don't know.
Kind of okay. Weird. But we'll put it on blue jeans or something then. Right, Johnny? Do you have any ideas?
Right.
Let's do it live. Okay, let's do it live, party.
Well, we should celebrate your birthday and Richard's birthday. We should pick a day in between to just celebrate for the both of you for your birthdays.
Yeah, Richard's birthday's on a Friday. That's a cool day to have your birthday.
Ooh,
my birthday's on a Saturday.
Wow.
See, you're only one weekend before me, your celebration, Richard, and I'm 1 week after you. So that is amazing. Yeah. Well, what do you have to do now?
And my birthday's in 2 weeks from today.
A week? Yeah, I know. You're May 28th.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Well, we got to figure it out. I don't know, Barb. I mean, how we do this. My whole objective, houses are popping up. They are. It's just now I'm being a little particular because I have to have my dog, have room. He has this holy fetish. Now, imagine, my German Shepherd is, he's 10 months old, and we got him weighed today. He's 90 pounds. He's not even
Wow.
A
oh, wow.
Now, when
he gained weight.
Well, no, muscle. He gained muscle. He hasn't been eating that much, really. He's gained muscle. He's just my husband can't even hold him. I mean, he's just so... You know, we had to take him today to get his nails clipped, and that was a fiasco. But he's the sweetest thing you'd ever meet. He is so loving to this family, and he won't let anybody near us. That's the problem. But he's big. I mean, you know, he's a big boy.
Will he bite them? Will he bite their...
Yeah, he would. He would.
He would.
Because he doesn't want anybody hurting
him.
Can
you train him not to?
We're working on it.
That scares me.
We're working on it.
I don't like that.
No, we're working on it. He has a muzzle. We're working if we need it. I mean, we're working on it. But right now, he's a pup and he's protecting. He's protecting. So he's a good boy. And then he decided he has all these toys, which are balls and bones and all this stuff.
God.
And he wants to, we have a hose, and he picked up the hose. And my husband was just watering the lawn, and then he decided that he wanted to be a part of it. So he gets hosed. He loves it. I mean, you know,
cool.
It just works with. He loves
Chewed
it.
Off
I
mean, a chunk
of
the
that one out. Did you just figure that out that he likes it?
Yeah. And then all of a sudden he goes,
so
I don't want to play with my ball. I don't want to play with my bone anymore. I just want to be hosed.
Oh, that's funny. I love that.
Dale, I think we have a caller. Do you want to take a caller?
Yeah, sure.
Give me one second here. I haven't really had a chance to screen this, so give me a second.
Sure.
Okay. Well,
anyway,
I hope it's one of my fans. Go ahead.
Pardon me?
No,
I just was saying I hope it's one of my fans because I asked them again on a certain fan platform. I hope that I hear from one of you tonight, so we'll see who it is. It probably will be a guy if it is
we're
one
trying
of them.
To get
Go ahead.
We're trying to get some new people to call in. It's the same people, you know.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I requested this. Oh my gosh! I sent it to your page.
201.
Hello, caller. Welcome to Life, Love, Happiness podcast. It's Dale Shear, special guest psychic, 100 top in the United States. How are you tonight?
I'm okay. I went through a week where I was feeling very drained. And
well, wait, what is your name? Hello?
My name is Jackie. Jackie.
Where are you calling from?
New Jersey.
Where are you calling? That's where I'm from. What part of Jersey?
Northern New Jersey. You know, I don't want to say the town. I'm on the radio.
Well, I mean, are you North Bergen? Are you Long Island? Where?
Passaic County.
Pardon me?
Not far from North Bergen.
Okay, got it. Okay, and your name is Jackie. How can I help you?
Yes. Just feeling kind of like drained and stuck, and I just want to see if you have any messages.
Okay, you
got to
stop mumbling. You got to stop mumbling into the phone.
My phone. I'm sorry. Do I sound better now?
Yeah, a little. Okay. All right.
Yeah,
I need
I am
specific.
On a headset.
Okay. I need specific.
Okay.
What do you want to know? Because we're running on time. What do you want to know?
I just want to know what my parents want me to do right now.
As far as what?
Make things better. As far as coming to an agreement and a settlement.
Do I sound
better now?
Yeah, you do, but I don't understand the question at all. I'm sorry.
She means
I just don't.
I think she's talking about contacting her parents.
That are dead?
Is
I don't
right,
know.
Jacqueline?
Right.
Ma'am, could you repeat your question, please?
Okay, so you don't do mediumship, right? You just retire?
Oh, are you saying mediumship? Yes, I do. But not within 3 minutes. That's a hard one for me.
Okay.
I mean,
I
would need you to call back like next Friday and then be more prepared for it because we're about ready to go off the air. But I will say this much.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
No. I see things getting a lot better for you in the next few months, and you seem to be on the right track, and you've changed your life. You've changed things, so I just feel like you're okay for now, and just stay on the path that you're on.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Sorry, John, but
okay.
I didn't realize the show was almost over.
We're at
time.
But we need to have a little more space for the
okay.
medium. That's a lot of concentration. But please do call back on Friday, next Friday. Or everybody, might as well tell you now, Gail's direct number is 808-372-1816. So she's available all week until next Friday. If you want to have a more in-depth, longer conversation, you can book her for that. But thank you so much, Dale, for attending to all of our callers tonight. Those were amazing readings.
Well, thank you very much. I wish we had a lot more, but hopefully we'll get it, you know. But Johnny was saying...
Really?
I thought
it was perfect.
Well, there were quite a few of the same. There were quite a few of the same people again, so it's rough.
What?
But anyway,
it's just
like I have to get Johnny to get it out. I have friends who have podcasts, and they're doing a lot of people.
Who are
so
your
we've
friends?
Find just Gail. Just friends.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but who are these friends that you're talking about? Because we have so many people listening to our show.
Oh,
Johnny,
are
listening. You even there?
Mm-hmm.
Johnny, how could you get the
listeners,
the ones that actually are here every single time we do a show? Because we have them.
I advertise it on
TikTok. We aren't talking about advertising. We're not talking about that. I'm talking about TikTok. I'm talking about the people on Blog Talk Radio who are our followers on Blog Talk, which is thousands of people. How can you get those people to not be so shy and call in? Is there a place there
do. That's what we do. You know, I mean, I advertise it all over the place like you do. You know, it's...
We're not talking about that. I'm just talking about Blog Talk Radio, what we might want to look into there. Things that they offer,
well,
because since you're paying
well,
the monthly due to them, they must offer something.
I am looking into something that I saw on Instagram that might help, but I'm not going to go into the details online. But I'll talk to you about it. I sent you the details of it on your Instagram, and I'll talk to you about it later on. Okay.
Sounds great.
Just as long as we're trying. I know. I have some friends in Hawaii who have their own show, and they're live, okay? And it's like a radio show, so you can see one person, then you see another person, you know? And I don't know if it's on Zoom or whatever, but then they have guests and stuff like that. And they're doing, like, thousands of people are watching the Blog Talk, you know, the radio. But I don't know. Blog Talk Radio, is there another one besides Blog Talk?
Not that I can think of that's as well as what is. I know that the people who I've seen interviewed on Blog Talk are not lightweight people. Like, I've seen presidential candidates interviewed on Blog Talk. I've seen stars of soap operas interviewed on Blog Talk. So they do. I mean, I think that,
about-
you know, the people...
What about, Johnny, what about Zoom?
I've tried Zoom, and the problem with Zoom is that I can't get any customer support with Zoom. BlueJeans, I can get customer support. I mean, I can get somebody within minutes talking to us. That's why I am not into Zoom, but I am into BlueJeans. That's why.
I'm confused. Barbara, what is he saying? Barbara.
Well, for one thing, BlueJeans and Zoom, that doesn't have to do with who is putting it out there. And, you know, he pays a fee once a month.
Right.
And to answer your question, yes, there's tons of them. There's tons of companies that broadcast podcasts. So, Johnny, no, Zoom doesn't have to do with it, and either does BlueJeans. That's just a way we could go live.
It would
yeah.
help. It's a tool, okay? It's not
That's
not
right.
a competitor. It's a tool, okay? So she is basically just asking you, what are the top, say, five companies that put out podcasts and, you know, act as the person who does the technical with you? Do you understand the question?
I think I seem to say, well, Blog Talk Radio is pretty much the top one, I think, because of the way it's set up and the way that, you know.
No, it's Zoom that is number one. Zoom. Dallas,
well,
if you look on TV, if you look on the Wendy Show or the Ellen Show or any of those shows, you'll see Zoom all over the place. You'll see hundreds and hundreds.
I know.
And they promote.
Zoom. I've tried Zoom, but the thing is every time I try Zoom, I can't get any customer support. But BlueJeans, I can.
Wait, you can't get any customer.
They do the same thing as Zoom.
I understand,
well,
but what do you mean
like
you can't get any?
What I'm saying is that if I'm on Zoom and I need some help from customer service, I can't get any. I tried. But with BlueJeans, I can. That's why I prefer BlueJeans over Zoom.
Yeah, but what good does it do you if you only have 3 and 4 people that call in on Blog Talk Radio? Where Zoom, you'd have maybe a couple hundred.
Well, I mean, there.
All I'm saying is look into it. Look into Zoom because that I know for a fact. Every television station, everybody's using Zoom. Since you've used Zoom, they've come a long way. So you really need to look into it, okay?
Fine.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
I think I know exactly what she's asking, and I know that there is another platform you don't change, but you add to it to advertise and to get you out there. Everybody's doing it, and, yes, we are looking into it. Heavily right now, for sure, because it will. You know what Dale said last week is so true. If we keep doing it exactly how we're doing it, we're going to get nowhere.
Right.
Absolutely nowhere.
Right.
I agree. You know, we can't just say, okay, we will.
Gotta try different
to.
Things.
Yeah,
well,
Johnny, I mean,
we could try different things and then go back to you know, what works best, but not trying at all is not worth it for anybody. So
no,
you
know, I know,
I know.
I mean, I am looking into things that will give us advertising and will get us out there and we'll go live. You know, the BlueJeans is one. But all right, have we done the shout out yet?
No. Follow us on YouTube, where this show will be up shortly, where you have to listen to it after the fact. Which we're trying to stop from happening. We want to have you see it live every time. So, hey, everybody. We
need to hear Barbara and I slam. You're going to hear Barbara and I slam Johnny every week, so that's kind of cool.
Oh, gosh. And then Richard's there like the mediator. He's so sweet. Oh, it's so good. It's so good. Okay. Well, thank you, guys. And thanks, everybody, for calling in. And have a great night. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And that's it. Love everybody.
Well,
aloha.
Barbara, I just want to say one thing. I don't go on Facebook that much, but I have been getting some of your beautiful pictures and your mom's picture and everybody. And I want to thank you so much. It's been absolutely sensational. It's really good, and thank you for taking the time to do that, okay?
Oh, you're so welcome,
yeah.
And I'm glad that you appreciate that. So great.
Of course,
I love that. Thank you. Oh,
right.
Okay.
That's nice.
And you have a good one, and she was very beautiful. Thank you.
Oh, super
really
sweet.
Mean.
Okay. Love you guys. All right.
I love
you.
Aloha.